वैष्णव वृंद ते वासुदेवाया। ते वासुदेव ओ भगवते वासुदेवाया। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम संकल्पो वेदिता साध्यो जानुमोदासोऽसौ भावितुम् कल्पो विदिता साध्यो अर्चनम् जानुमोदासोऽसौ कल्पो विदिता साध्यो जानुमोदितासोऽसौ विदिता सद्भ्यो motivation all pious girls, your Lord Krishna says, all saintly girls, संविज्ञाय भागवं स्वपदास्पर्शकं मन्यकम्मया धृतभ्रातानं संकल्पं दामोदरो बला। Queen Lord understood copies in execution. Wow. Lord also knew that the girls desired to touch his lotus feet. Thus, Lord Damodar Lord Krishna says, O saintly girls, I understood that your real motives from this austerity has been to worship me. That intent of yours is approved by me, is approved of by me. Must come to pass. Just as Krishna is free of impure desire, so are the gopis. They attain obeying Krishna as their husband, therefore motivated not by a desire for personal sense gratification, but by the overwhelming desire to serve Krishna. Because of their intense love, the gopis did not seek God, but rather as the most wonderful boy in all creation. Being beautiful young girls, they desire only to please him in loving service. Lord Krishna understood the desires of the gopis and was thus satisfied. Lord could certainly not be satisfied by ordinary lust, but he was moved loving devotion of the cow. Keen of enjoy. O keen of enjoyer, we have received the result of our vows. So cause us extreme poverty by very life heirs left. We agree with what you requested. Made us leave the water. You made fun of us and saw our bodies. Our clothes on your shoulder, you wanted to give us only half of them back. Us only as much as necessary. Answer, we have given you a bashful glance only. We offend you by this, or maybe you are satisfied with this. We don't. So, you who are knowledgeable of all time and place and person, us foolish women, hearing that, we will return home, desiring to answer them more than spoke. And although they have been giving up, they give up their kindness. Once they got dressed, they became shy again. They shyly glanced at Krishna. from Krishna. Goswami commented. He understood their vow by the previously described manifestation of emotion. They performed the vow strictly with the desire to touch his feet. They desire closeness to their wives, or they desire offer sparshana. He understood their vow by their previously described manifestation. Performing an enthusiastic performing. Beautiful exchange. All and the sacrifice every he understood they performed their vows strictly try to touch his feet. The ultimate goal of the try to touch their feet, they desire closeness to him as wives. They desire that he offers sparshana. This expresses their special prema. Lord Damodar indicates that from the time of that pastime, they have love for him. Talk to the girls who were without independence. This indicates he was merciful. Understanding the hand of to him. Is to obtain have access to a lot of dressed in a saintly then that your real motive in this austerity God intend of yours by me O chaste woman, though out of modesty you have not spoken about your real desire, sankalpa, worship of me, give me pleasure, matarchanam, know and I accept, because your desire was pure, it must be fulfilled. What is not possible, done only for my pleasure, what is not possible when it was done only for my pleasure, controlled by prema. What is not possible, done only for my pleasure, by prema. Gopis, although as they out of modesty they didn't say directly what your desire was. Desire, the underlying desire that they have was to worship Krishna. Your desire must be fulfilled. At this point, the Kripa Shakti made the Lord's power more evident. Though the power was still under the control of prema and subject to the pastime, by this power he knew Gopis' austerities in worship to attain gave them the result. According to the words of Garga, that Krishna was similar to Narayan, but the gopis know now took Krishna as Narayan. At this moment of the past and Krishna's Shakti or his of their desire he states this verse that their desire has been fulfilled with some special qualities. Yes. Though with forms and qualities for activities of the highest prema, because of that you desire only me, or have been related only to me. You worship of me, your vow filled with prema to have me as your husband is not. It has been successful because your desire are fulfilled. I am pleased. You have done well because you desire only me and not fail. It is not necessary to ask for anything. Arha means ability. Or determining. Arha means according to the Kashika commentary on Panini, Sutras, Babelam and Ekrita show the meaning of Arha in the Sutras. In the metaphor, the meaning becomes the determining. Supposition or imagine of great souls means Swami also comment. All saintly girls, Aha, having the highest vow, endowed with the best form and qualities, because of that, you desire only me. How is described your desire to serve me with devotion as wife, but that is the correct type of worship, and thus will be. Going through this pastime out guidance hope is as and possible ever Christian. Highlighting that also go with the highest qualities with form and qualities for activity. or not. Although is not have to be, if I give myself on condition possible to understand. After going through
class, talking about unmotivated, also controlled by this love, this Krishna, his gratitude, his unconditional grace, because we hear in the Gita, offer him a little water. He's so grateful. Now today's this, you know, is the holiday season where people are exchanging gifts. I always joke, if somebody gives you a bottle of water for Christmas, Evian bottle, you probably wouldn't be so happy. Not only that, if somebody gave you a drop of water for Christmas, you would be even more disturbed. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya chapter 2, verse 49, it says, unalloyed love of Krishna is like an ocean of happiness. If someone receives one drop of that ocean, the whole world could drown in that drop. And we hear the pastime Mukunda Datsa always explain this one in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya chapter 10, where Mukunda only received the drop of the Lord's mercy. He was rejected from coming to Srivast Thakur's Kirtan party because Lord Chaitanya says he associates with the Madhyavadis, and he agrees with their philosophy. This is his notion of humility. Whoever he associates with, the Buddhist, the atheist, he says, your philosophy is so wonderful. Do not invite him to this party. So Lord Mukunda Datta obviously said, when is the last time, when will the next time be able to see Lord Chaitanya? And we could see his unconditional love in his pastime, Mukunda Datta. So Lord Chaitanya told him, the next time he'll be able to see me is in 10 million births. So when Mukunda Datta heard this, he was completely in Krishna ecstasy, even though he only received a drop of the Lord's mercy. Now, the reason this is significant is because Gaura Govinda Maharaj, one thing that really profound analogy that was the theme of his books, his disciples composed a book by of Gaura Govinda Maharaj. It's called Trinadapi Sunichena, Lower Than a Straw in the Street. And the theme in that book, because this analogy is mentioned on the back of his book, and it's mentioned several times throughout the book. And the theme of this book is of an analogy that's actually described in the Bhagavatam. Guru Govinda Maharaj makes the point that Lord Chaitanya, he's giving Krishna prema to everyone, but why isn't everyone receiving it? So he gives an analogy. And fortunately, I found this this analogy. This is from 11th Canto, chapter 16, verse 43. It basically says a clay pot is either whole or a clay pot is full of holes. A clay pot that's whole can receive water. A clay pot that's full of holes cannot receive water. In much the same way, if our character is whole, we could receive the mercy Krishna has given us, the rain of his mercy. If our character is full of holes, then we cannot receive the rain of Krishna's mercy. So we see that although Mukunda Datta only received a drop of the Lord's mercy, why was he satisfied? Because his character was whole. On the other hand, we see in the scriptures so many pastimes, including in our own lives, we may receive an ocean of the Lord's mercy. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavad Shrava, Matura Vashri, Motir, Shraddha. So much mercy from the Bhagavatam, the devotees, the holy name. But yet, why are we so miserable? Because we have holes in our character. And the main hole described is ingratitude. We receive so much mercy, yet we could complain about so many things. Ingratitude. Hiranyakashipu had control over 99.9% of the universe. 0.1% he didn't have control over Prahlad and his classmates. Now, because he had this ingratitude, this hole in his character, he lost everything. So my question is that it appears that how do we know that, because you said you were mentioning the Lord is controlled by prema, but at the same time we're controlled by lust. So how do we know that our gratitude towards particular people is not propelled by lust? Oh, if you arouse my senses, I'm so grateful for you. I could speak to you for hours, like Mohini Murti pastime. So how do we know we're not deceiving ourselves whether our gratitude is real or fictional?
You can take it for granted. So we are of fortune that we have. Aware of our decision. Process, you become pure. 25.
This is a really expression of gratitude. It's not really a question. It's just a expression of gratitude, because that's the one obstacle I realized in my own devotional service coming to Bhagavatam. Naturally, we all have our favorite speakers, so my favorite speaker didn't come. I would be ungrateful. I'm like, what is the point? Then one right after Maharaj lecture about gratitude, it's called Gratitude, the Womb of Humility. Transformed my life. I was like, be grateful for everything. And then the more you're grateful, Krishna, he's the controller of your happiness, your Krishna consciousness. So the more you're grateful, then this is the lesson I learned from this, you know, lecture and from, you know, hearing other teachings. However, we see that generally speaking, most people, if they hear the same thing every day or the same speaker, naturally they're ungrateful. I've learned that's an obstacle in our devotion. But this is just an appreciation of other devotees. There's many devotees who have some aptitude towards speaking. I'll just appreciate because there's a verse that says, Radha Baba Duti Subilitam Nami Krishna Swarupam. In this day and age, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya appeared as in the form of Krishna, but with the mood of Radharani. He appeared as the mother, the supreme mother in the universe. So for me, I would love definitely to hear more mothers give Bhagavatam or Sunday feast, because it's not nice. I'm very grateful for all the speakers, but when we hear the same speakers, especially mostly male, you know, I would think everyone has their own blood type. It's nice hearing the same speaker. There's so many wonderful speakers in our community, like Prima Rasa, Leela Manjari. She gives a Bhagavatam class over the phone every day. And one lesson that I've learned is that even including Shatarupa from Naperville, I've seen a couple of her classes. She gives very brilliant class. I think she should be invited to speak Sunday feast. So many brilliant mother speakers. And but one lesson that I really love of Leela Manjari is that there's a verse. Unfortunately, I don't have the verse with me right now. I'll maybe mention it tomorrow. But there's a verse that says, Lord Chaitanya, he would speak Krishna Katha, and he would encourage his devotees to speak Krishna Katha to him. And so they would have to listen. So they won't be just so conditioned to hear their own voice speak. They'll have to be conditioned to hear others speak. That way you'll know that they're actually properly hearing Krishna Katha. And this is precisely what Leela Manjari does. I asked the people on her conference call to give Bhagavatam class, including, I would know this because I associate with Ruchi. She's been giving Bhagavatam class, you know, sometimes, and all her speakers. So I would say, how important is it to encourage others to give Bhagavatam class? Because we see when we're always hearing ourselves speak, then we don't want to hear anybody else speak. But when we're conditioned to hear others speak, that means we have to develop this appreciation, this tolerance, this gratitude.